Scorpio, this is your horoscope for the equinox, right, of March 20th. This is a cosmic opening in which Aries energy is asking us or urging us and backing us to move towards that which we feel passionate about in a courageous way. I don't see you as someone who lacks courage. Scorpio energy is very strong and it's very profound. Not much shakes you to the point where it shocks you. There is a lot that you can take. Now, with that said, as much as you have this ability to be able to receive, you always tend to have, you know, an arm's safe's distance from the people around you, unless you trust them, right? Okay, so Sun and Venus in Aries are in your eighth house of intimacy with another. So this cosmic opening, this equinox Arian cosmic opening, is opening a three-month window from this spring equinox to the summer solstice that we'll experience in June for you to become much more vulnerable in your relationships, especially if you're starting a new relationship, to allow yourself to be more open, to allow yourself for that profundity and that wisdom that exists within you to be shared with another. Now, you don't have to go fast. You don't have to lose yourself in the process, but it is something that you're being urged to do. Your sector of relationships, which is the seventh house, which is in Taurus, is being highlighted by Uranus transiting there. So as much as you may have a type, as much as you may like to function in relationships in a certain way, that Uranus, man, that Uranus is going to bring different types of people into your life to relate to in order for you to learn to relate to different types of people, in order for you to understand that relating from a genuine place, the way that you want people to relate with you, it takes flexibility. You're not necessarily shy of commitment. You're not necessarily afraid of enmeshing yourself with another. The thing is that you're extremely selective, which is fine, but at what cost? Being selective and not trusting others are two completely different things. And so right now, and for the next couple of years, the universe is going to say, here's this type of person, learn to relate to them. Here's this type of person, learn to relate to them. Here's another type of person, learn to relate to that type of person, so that you come out of your comfort zone in order to expand and share this, again, this profound wisdom that exists within you. At the same time, Mars in Gemini is transiting the 11th house of networking and community. This is yet another way that Aries and Gemini energy are working together. Look, if the universe is going to bring you different types of people for you to relate to in order to expand your capacity to relate, then the best way for you to find different people to relate to is in community. And look, the fact that if you remain open to community, the fact that you'll be around more people gives you the opportunity to, again, share that wisdom that you have within. This is also further emphasized at the fact that Saturn in Aquarius is transiting your fourth house of foundation, inner belonging, working the inner child, working with family history. It's a lot of profound work that if you commit to the relating to other people more intimately, hello, Sun, Venus, and Aries in the eighth house, will become much easier. The fourth house, Saturn transiting the fourth house, is a really important transit. It's a really significant one because what it does is that it readjusts the foundations from which we function from, whether it's belief systems, which most of the time it is, to from where you live, to where you work, to certain relationships, the relationships with your parents. It's a lot that happens in the fourth house. Saturn transiting there is doing a cosmic cleanup of that which is superfluous and letting it go and leaving you with a cleaner slate, with a cleaner foundation, so that you don't hold on to these belief systems that keep you from relating to others in a really intimate way. You are such a presence that if you expand yourself to community, I'm sure that even if you have already, there's a magnetism to you. And you know that. But it requires a tad bit of more opening on your part. Be more open. Be more genuinely open. Give people the benefit of the doubt. And look, that doesn't guarantee, the cosmos aren't guaranteeing that people aren't going to be jerks. But part of expanding the capacity to relate is to be okay with things not going your way, is to relinquish the control of needing things to be the way you want them to be, okay? So this equinox Aryan energy is telling you, be courageous in your vulnerability, and a lot of things will open up from there, okay? I hope this is helpful, and I'll catch you next time.